And a very pleasant good evening from Martin High School at Saugatuck High Football as tonight the Indians take on the host Martin Clippers in the Southwestern Athletic Conference Northern Division contest. Eric Michaels, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for week number 6 of the 2013 regular season after tonight. Two-thirds of the step closer for locking up a state playoff berth, the one that they have missed last year by winning just 5 games. They're 4-1 on the campaign after an impressive 61-0 victory over Bloomingdale at Jarvis Memorial Field last week. And they take on a Martin Clippers team that, we'll tell you right now, the glory days of 1987 when they were the state division D, state class D football champions long ago and far away. A lot of futility since over the last 5 years for the Clippers, and we'll tell you about that as we go along. The hope of breaking the hex, perhaps tonight, but sometime during the season to try to snap a 51-game losing streak. The Indians have been hitting on all cylinders, and last week's game was certainly one they needed in the sense of having a little bit of a breather after 2 tough contests against Decatur and Hartford. They came out strong against Bloomingdale, really didn't let their foot off the pedal, and cruised to the easy victory over the Cardinals. We'll talk a little bit about Saugatuck in a few minutes with head coach Bill Dunn. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the Martin Clippers, a program that has had a lot of change, a lot of turmoil in the sense of not trying to establish some sort of foundation, a proud football tradition that needs a little rebuilding. And for those who follow Saugatuck High football, it could echo what happened 10 years ago when Bill Dunn came to Saugatuck to take over a struggling program that some thought may have been perhaps time to shut her down. Bill Dunn didn't do that, and the Indians are now a perennial power in the SAC North. The Martin Clippers hope to do that eventually, and we'll talk about their tale in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football Countdown to Kickoff in Martin on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. It has been another tough fall in football for the Martin Clippers and second-year coach Brett Neal. He took over the job just 3 weeks and an 0-9 record and an 0-5 mark in the SAC North. Not surprising the results. This year, he felt confident his team could possibly break through, but the key to a program that's been struggling as long as Martin has is no learning how to win. Having the talent is one thing, but learning how to win is another, and that is something the Clippers have had to do. The records, as we mentioned, 0-5 this year, 0-1. Clippers are averaging just 8 points a game, but they held. They gave Bentville a pretty good battle last week. Bentville losing 35-14, and shut up the previous 2 games to Sac South Powers, Lawton and Waterville. The Clippers are feeling confident that they can eventually break what has been a 51 game overall losing streak and a 52 game regular season streak. The Clippers have not won since a 25-6 win in the league and in regular season play over Bloomingdale back on October the 5th, 2007. So basically it is 6 years ago tomorrow since their last regular season victory and the last home win and the last win for the Clippers was in the State Division 8 first round versus Eau Claire here, 46-0 on October 26th, 2007. Since then, 51 straight losses. And it has been a tough time, a lot of transitions, I think is the best way of saying. Coaching changes, player changes, and the like. But they've been confident here in Martin that they're building the foundation, which you need to do in a struggling program, being able to develop a junior varsity program, which Martin has and some other schools in the SAC do not have. But they do have a JV program. They do have a rocket and a younger football program, and they are developing players. The key is stability. The key is keeping a staff and keeping instructors in place for a number of years, getting the lumps, and then developing a consistent program. That's the formula that worked in Saugatuck. That's the formula that's worked in other markets and other teams and programs, and they're hoping of duplicating that here in Martin. They've had glorious football in the past. We mentioned in 1987, the state division, state class D champions, one of only a couple schools in the SAC that does have a state championship football a trophy in its case. Saugatuck can't say that. They lost in 2010. But before the skid, they had a glorious era of coaching under John Kubiak. In the years of 04 to 07, the Martin Clippers were 31-13 with four straight playoff appearances. So it can be done. And again, the key is building a foundation, maintaining the foundation, and getting young men willing to participate in the program. They're, again, hopeful of being able to eventually snap that losing streak, perhaps tonight, a little bit down on the season. Clippers have a roster of young men who are developing in the sense of being not as big and strong as some of their opponents, but they are athletic, and that is one key that Coach Brent Neal has emphasized. Let's develop our athleticism. We can't do anything about a person's height or weight. I mean, some of that is just genetics. But work the weight room, work the athletes to develop the best they can be, and maintain strong character as well, just to get a victory. One victory, something to build on, a building block, is what the Martin Clippers feel they need. They could possibly do it tonight if they catch the Saugatuck Indians looking past them to next week's game against Bentonville. Bill Dunn is going to try to avoid that. We'll talk to the head coach of the Saugatuck Indians as he looks at tonight's game and his team in a moment. We're counting down to the opening kickoff, the Saugatuck Indians against the Martin Clippers, 92.7 The Band at 92.7TheBand.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. We are in Martin tonight for a SAC North Division game against the Martin Clippers. Head coach Bill Dunn, it used to be a one-sided series on the Clippers side, but the last 5 years has coincided with the decline in the fortunes of Martin football. Saugatuck has dominated this series in a way that has some people scratching their heads about Martin's competitiveness as a member of the Southwestern Athletic Conference in football.
Yep, they, you know, they had a nice run, when I first got into the league and they took it to us pretty good and now it's kind of, you know, flipped and, you know, we're on a pretty good run ourselves and they're in transition. They've got a young man, as a young coach there trying to change the culture back to what it is. You know, they still have, great kids and some tough kids. A lot of those kids are wrestlers. So, you know, no matter what year it is or what game it is, those kids are going to give their very best, and that's what we have to expect as a football team.
Yeah, because you just pointed it out. You were in that same boat a dozen, you know, 10, 11 years ago. I mean, you had to basically change the culture at Saugatuck High. It took you 5 years before you did it, and now you've done it.
Absolutely. Yep, they're in the same situation, and they got a young guy, young coaching staff with a lot of energy, so I anticipate hopefully the tide will turn for them and good things will start happening.
Tide has turned well for Saugatuck this year. Not only a couple of tough games to end the non-conference slate with the loss at Decatur and a win against Hartford, the Indians came through with a very impressive showing, especially in the first 24 minutes against the Bloomingdale Cardinals.
Yep, absolutely. We, you know, I've said it a thousand times over the years, but no matter who the opponent is, give your very best effort, execute to perfection, and good things will always happen. I thought our kids played with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and I was very pleased with the overall game, but certainly in that first half, we gave a great effort.
We chatted after the game, and I should have brought this up during our conversation on our after-the-game podcast, Bill Dunn, but I have to remark about Blake Dunn's punt return, the 46-yarder for a touchdown, 49-yarder. What really struck out, and I mentioned it right at the time it happened, the great block that just pancaked a Bloomingdale tackler made by Austin Phillips. I mean, he just laid him out. I wouldn't say cold, but laid him out and really sprung Blake for the touchdown. That was one of the best blocks I've seen in my 5 years of covering Saugatuck football.
Yeah, there were a couple blocks in there. Damian Waldo initially had a block, and then of course, Austin Phillips had a great one as well. But, you know, that's what it takes. It takes a team effort. It's not going to take one guy doing great things. It takes a collection of people to do great things. And I like our team. I think we have a great camaraderie. And kids are pulling for each other and doing the right things, and good things are happening.
you don't want to talk a little bit too highly about young players, especially those who are maybe freshmen or sophomores, because you want to keep their feet on the ground. But yet some of the players who are 9th and 10th graders have really stepped to the forefront. Of course, your son Blake Dunn has been first and foremost. But we've talked a little bit about Nick Putski, who's only a sophomore. Alex Anschutz is only a sophomore. And then freshman Cole Hartman comes in. You ask him to start on the line, and then he does a nice job for you at the running back spot.
Yeah. Cole's a big kid, man. 5'10", 190, and a good physical kid, and right frame of mind. Loves the game of football, and yeah, he steps in there and made some nice trap blocks as an offensive guard, and then turns around and says, "Hey, coach, I can run the ball too," and makes a nice 10-yard gain. But you know, all those kids, you know, whether it's Blake or Alex Anschutz, Putski, Cole Hartman, all those young guys, and a lot of the guys, they're just humble guys. You know, they're humble guys that want to work hard and do well and give our program, just help our program be the best we can. And I appreciate that from those guys.
One final thing, and then we'll wrap this up, Bill Dunn. And I do want to touch upon this at times because we always focus on the varsity, and rightly so. The Indians varsity is doing quite well. Thank you very much. But Tom Kaysen's junior varsity has done stellar as well, and you got to like some of the depth that seems to be developing under his auspices.
Absolutely. Matt Diaz and Coach Kaysen, Tom Kaysen, have done a tremendous job, especially considering that we've taken not necessarily the cream of the crop, but kids that are ready to play varsity football. We've taken those kids from that group, and that group has still shined very well and done very well and won some nice ball games. They're 5-1 right now. And then a little bit farther down, you take Coach Winter, Bill Winter, and Junior Diaz at the middle school level. They're 3-0 again, winning big. So that's the success of a program, is when from top to bottom, everybody's doing well. Everybody's doing the same thing, and good things are happening.
We wish you and the Indians well in your game tonight against the Martin Clippers head coach Bill Dunn, and we'll talk to Bill Dunn afterwards on our After the Game podcast. It'll be on our website at 927thevan.com overnight. Bill, I'll chat with you then, and good luck to you and the Indians tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
When we come back, more from Martin High School. It's Saugatuck against the Clippers on 927 The Van and 927thevan.com.
Over the Clippers. They've won the last five against Martin by a margin of 65-6 after losing 18 straight to the Clippers, who still lead the series 25-16-1. And the teams have split the 10 games they've played against each other in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. When we come back, the opening kickoff. It's Martin and Saugatuck from Martin High School on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The Saugatuck Indians will get the opening kickoff and will defend the East goal to our right, moving from right to left. We're coming up on 75 degrees at kickoff, cloudy skies, not much of a wind to speak of, so that'll be no factor for either side in this particular game. The Indians are already deployed in their kickoff return formation. And the Clippers are now trotting out their kicking team. And we'll see who's going to walk up to the ball. It will be Kyle Ribble, the 5'870-pound junior. He'll handle the kickoff chores for the Martin Clippers to get this game going. And he'll make the choice of kicking off from the left hash. Whistle blows. We're ready to have the opening kickoff. But it's a squib kick, tried to catch the Indians unawares, but alertly grabbing the ball for Saugatuck is Joe Shishagwe, and that puts the Indians in very good field position at the 42-yard line. Just 2 seconds off of the clock, 11:58 to go in the first quarter. As the Martin Clippers try to get Saugatuck on a very short kickoff, similar to what we saw last week with Bloomingdale, but the Indians had the hands team, and Shishagwe, who has very good hands, made the catch. So the Indians set up shop first and then, and ball on the right hash at their own 42-yard line. Bill Dunn in the offense. One man in the backfield now in motion is Segovia. Up the middle, it is the big fullback, Joe Koszelski. And he just keeps his feet moving, keeps the ball moving past midfield, past the 45-yard line to the Martin 44-yard line. That's a gain of 14 and a first down for Saugatuck on their first play. Blake Dunn, the 5'10", 160-pound freshman, their head quarterback. Alex Anschutz, the 5'11", 160-pound sophomore, and Jake Koenig, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior, are the messenger running backs for Coach Bill Dunn. Joe Koshelski, who just carried the ball, is a 6'4", 220-pound senior fullback. Indians in the T formation. Dunn will keep it, rolls out to the right. He gets to the 40, 35, still on his feet to the 30, 25, 20, and he'll be down near the 20-yard line. Good bootleg right. Blake Dunn had the ball on his right hip. Chasing him was John Moorhead, who saw the play but could not get a good angle on it. And Blake Dunn moves the ball to the Martin 15-yard line. That's a gain of 29 and another first down. Two first downs on two plays for Saugatuck. Alex Segovia is the running back. He's the 5'10", 155-pound junior. Austin Phillips, a 6-foot, 185-pound senior. And Joshua Shagway, a 6'2", 175-pound senior, are the tight ends. And that's where they are lined right now in a full house backfield on first and 10. Dunn hands it to Segovia. Around left end to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Three plays, and the Indians are on the board. A 15-yard run by Alex Segovia. And the Indians have a quick 6-0 lead, and it only took them 54 seconds off the clock to complete a three-play, 58-yard drive. So the Indians running back, the fine junior, Alex Segovia, with the touchdown. And for Alex, it's his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. 10-0 in for the conversion. Blake Dunn will hold. He's got the ball. Down. Kick is up, and kick is good. 4 to go in the first quarter. Our score is Saugatuck 7 and Martin nothing. Let's take a break as we are broadcasting not only here, but also we are having updates from the Holland Fire Safety festivities at the Holland Civic Center. Brent Allen has this update for you on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Alex Agobia's 15-yard run capped the three-play 58-yard drive, took 54 seconds off the clock. And with 11:04 to go in the first quarter, Saugatuck has a 7-0 lead. Tanner Nutting has the ball at the 40-yard line. Three men big deep for Martin. In the middle is Devin Veltheis. Devin Veltheis, a 5'9", 150-pound senior. He's standing at his own goal line. Nutting has about booted about half his kickoffs into the end zone. The fourth-year starter, the senior. Nice high kick. Veltheis will get it at the goal line to the 10. 15, 20, has the ball stripped away. And the Indians may have gotten it. Looks like Jake Koenig does have it at the 23-yard line. Koenig with the fumble recovery and the worst possible start for the Clippers. They need to have some to build on, and the return by Veltheis went 23 yards before he lost it, and Koenig recovered it at the Martin 23-yard line with 10:57 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck already leading 7-0. Wide out to the left is Anschutz, and wide out to the right is Phillips. Tight end Shashagway to the left. One man in the backfield, and Dunn wants to get the fly pattern to Phillips on the right side, and it's incomplete at the goal line. Good defensive work by Martin's Fulton Kaiser, the sophomore, to knock it aside at the goal line. Timing pattern, and that's been effective for Blake Dunn this year. Basically, two-step drop and throw. That's been a very good modus operandi for the freshman. Let's get the Saugatuck line for you. Nick Putzke is again at center, 5'9", 150-pound sophomore. You have regular center Andrew Block. Will be giving it a go, but playing mostly on defense tonight. We'll give you the rest of the starters momentarily on the line because there are some changes. T formation behind Blake Dunn on 2nd and 10. Dunn hands it to Koenig around left end to the 20, cuts inside to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, goes to the flank. Yes, he's got a touchdown. Koenig was the man responsible for getting the fumble recovery, and he cashes in on the 23-yard touchdown run, and the Indians now lead it 14-0, a two-play 23-yard drive, and it took this time only, would you believe, 12 seconds. That's it. 10:45 left on the clock. Two play, 23 yards, 12 seconds on the time. Here's the conversion. It's up, and the kick is good. We'll keep it here momentarily. The Sauk Indians now leading at 14-0. You can make the winning play. You can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. Think sportsmanship, time lessons. So remember that nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Eric Michaels, our producer. I'm Gary Stevens. We're only a minute and 15 seconds into the first quarter, and Saugatuck leads at 14-0 on a 15-yard touchdown run by Alex Segovia and a 23-yard touchdown run by Jake Kearney. This is one of five, actually what it turns out to be, only five games among Southwest Athletic Conference teams tonight. The other games in the north, Bangor is at Fenville and Goebbels is at Bloomingdale. Two games in the south, Lawton at Hartford and Waterville lead at Marcellus. Now, Decatur was supposed to have a game at Covert tonight, but Covert is not fielding a team, so it's a forfeit win. And Lawrence will have an eight-man team tonight at home against Deckerville. Here's another kick to the 20. 25. Now, Indians try to strip this time, but this time it does not work. And Veltice carries the ball to about the 28-yard line, tackled by Jordan Mitchell, a 5'7 sophomore. So Martin will have it first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. And the clock says 10:39 to go here in the first quarter. Saugatuck leading at 14-0. Second-year starting quarterback Clayton Brenner. His brother Isaac was a very good athlete here at Martin. Is running the offense now. I formation, three men in the back behind him, two tight ends. As Brenner's behind center, trying to draw the Indians offside. Long count. Then is tried to get a handoff, wisely kept the ball. He was going to hand it off to Scott Shapanik, and Brenner decided that discretion was immediately the better part of valor, and he loses two back to the 26. Second down and 12 at the 26-yard line. Moving the ball over the center is 5'10", 185-pound sophomore Garrett Dill. I formation again, three men in the backfield behind, lined up behind quarterback Brenner. On second down, toss on the left side, and it's a little too low, incomplete. Brenner tried to toss it to the left side to Devin Veltheis for a sort of a toss screen. Could not do so. So it'll be third down and 12 at the 26, and Martin already in its first third down challenge. The Clippers down 14-0. Bolton Kaiser, the sophomore, comes in, but quarterback Brenner went to Coach Brent Neal to get the play directly himself. We'll keep an eye on the back judge. He'll put the arm up with 10 seconds to go on the play. Again, I formation, three men in the backfield, straight up, behind quarterback Clayton Brenner. Brenner tosses it to Kaiser. Then he tries the option pass left side, almost in, they're intercepted. The pattern on the halfback option to John Morritt. Blake Dunn was there, and Dunn and Morritt collided. Blake got a little winded on that hit, about the 48 of Saugatuck. So it's three and out for the Martin Clippers on their first offensive possession. Garrett Dill will move from snapping the ball to receiving the snap as the punter. Fulton Kaiser will do the long snapping. Blake Dunn will stay in, and he'll stand just outside midfield. Snaps up, kick is almost blocked, but it drifts to the right, stays, now goes out of bounds, past midfield at about the 45-yard line. 31-yard punt by Garrett Dill. So it's first and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 45-yard line with 9:43 to go in the first quarter, and Saugatuck leading it by a score of 14-0. We mentioned the Indians have Nick Butsky at center for Andrew Block. Damian Waldo's missed a couple of drills this week, so he's not starting on left at left guard. Cole Hartman, the freshman who did a nice job both on the line and at running back last week, the 5'10", 190-pounders at left guard. A.J. Starring, the 6'2", 205-pound senior, is at right guard. The tackles in a moment on first and 10 from the 45-yard line. T formation, hand off Koshelski up the middle to midfield. 45, Brewer's to the left to the 40, 35, 30, cuts back inside to the 20. And Koshelski will run it all the way into the end zone. Touchdown. Joe Koscielski, a 55-yard touchdown run. And the Indians have now extended the lead to 20-0. The Indians have run 6 offensive plays, and they've scored 3 touchdowns. One play, 55-yard drive. This one took 9 seconds off the clock. And the Indians are trying to increase the lead to 21-0. Basically, they've controlled the line of scrimmage, and that has led to them. The only time they haven't done anything offensively was an incomplete pass. Kick is up and good by Tanner Nutting, and it's now 21-0. Let's get the rest of the offensive line for Saugatuck for you. The tackles, Cameron Wright is back in, the 6'3", 300-pound senior at left tackle. And on that last play, they ran behind White and Cole Hartman for the score. And Terran Holmes, the underrated 6'1", 260-pound senior, is at right tackle. We haven't said much about Holmes this season, but he has had a very fine year on the wall for Saugatuck. Your home for Hope College football is 92.7 The Van. And online at 92.7thevan.com. Follow the exploits of the Flying Dutchman with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klopperins calling all the action. Catch the Ron and Jerry show tomorrow at 1:40 as the Flying Dutchman host Adrian on Homecoming. Hear every exciting play on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. I think last time the Indians were in this building, it was 76-0, and it was not pretty. And right now, the Martin Clippers just need to catch their breath. They need to get at least a couple of first downs and establish some sort of momentum, because right now Saugatuck has all the momentum. They scored on the first possession, recovered a fumble on the ensuing kickoff, scored 2 plays later, then scored on the next play after getting Martin to go 3 and out. Here's Tanner Nutting's kickoff. He slips and falls and kicks a short one. He's okay, though, but it's going to be taken by Veltheis at his 19. He has 3 Indians saying hello to him right there, and down goes Devin Veltheis. No return, but it was a slip on the natural surface here at Martin High School for Tanner Nutting. So it's 1st and 10 for the Clippers at their own 20-yard line. Basically, it's about as effective as Nutting kept his footing and delivered a kickoff right into the end zone. 9:30 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck leading at 21-0 on TD runs by Segovia, Koenig, and Koscielski. For Koenig, that's his 2nd rushing touchdown of the season. Koscielski has picked up his 9th. 1st and 10, I formation for Martin behind quarterback Clayton Brenner. Ball's on the ground, loose. Andrew Kaiser may have gotten it first. And Kaiser is the one that's there. He got ahead of Nick Potsky there. But it's a loss of 10, 2nd down and 20 at the 10-yard line. Let's get Saugatuck defense for you with Connor Rasmussen and Joshua Shagway at the end. Andrew Block and A.J. Starring at the tackles. Austin Phillips, Nick Putzke are at the back, outside backers. Joe Koscielski is manning the Butkus middle linebacker position. Jake Koenig, Alex Segovia at the corners. Alex Anschutz, Blake Dunn at the safeties. Now, we are seeing sort of a wildcat formation with Andrew Kaiser now behind center in a sort of a pistol. Fakes the option, keeps it, hitting the backfield, down he goes. Shashagway was not buying that one. Penalty marker flies by the side judge after the play was blown dead. It's a loss of 2 to the loss of 3 to the 7. Now let's see what the flag is about with 8:36 to go in the first quarter. And the question is, was that play even allowed to go see because the initial signal was delay of gain? Against Martin, I did not have a chance to look at the back judge. So that play will move the Clippers. They'll allow that play to go. 2nd and 25. It'll be 3rd down on the penalty. Okay, the bot? No, it's 2nd down. They'll move the ball back from the 10. Now they have it at the 4. So it's a 4-yard penalty against Martin. It's 2nd down and 16 from the Martin 4-yard line. And right now, the Martin offense has been in reverse. They, again, just need to get some positive plays going. Quick hitters, some good trap blocking. But right now, the Saugatuck line's controlling the play on both offense and defense. Again, in the pistol with Andrew Kaiser barking out signals. Kaiser, low snap, and that allows the Indians to swarm all over him. Close to the goal line, but nothing there. 72 in the block. Kaiser did move the ball four, and I thought he was down at the two, but they'll say he got the ball to the six. That is a Houdini act for Andrew Kaiser, the 5'10", 180-pound sophomore. Gain of two on the play, third down, fourth down. Actually, it is going to be fourth down, the down box. So it's four and out, three and out for the Clippers. Line drive punt by Garrett Dill. Dunn will let it roll past the 40. He'll pick it up at the 32. Goes back to the 30. Now on his feet to the 45 to maybe the 47-yard line. That's a 15-yard return on the punt by Dunn. And that turns out to be a very good punt for the Martin Clippers. 44, 54, 62-yard punt with the roll. And the return by Dunn to the 46 is of a 12-yard is of a 14 yards. And with 7:12 to go in the first quarter, Saugatuck, with their fourth offensive possession, have the ball at their own 46-yard line, leading it 21 to nothing. Dunn rolls out to his left, gets a nice block around left end, 50. 40, cuts back inside at the 40, and then three Clippers, and then a late man comes in. Could have been a late hit there being called against Tyler Rary, the 6'2", 210-pound senior, but no call forthcoming. Dunn the freshman, and that's going to be an interesting thing how this season goes along, how the ninth grader handles to the physical demands of a nine, and then two more wins, 10-game season. But he does move the ball to the Martin 37-yard line. So it's a 17-yard gain and a first down for Dunn. Joshua Shagway and Wes Webert now at the ends. Wes is the 6'6", 180-pound senior. He'll line up wide to the right. Wide to the left is Anschutz. One man in the backfield, that is Koshelski. In a slot right is Segovia. The back judge says that it was too long. Blake Dunn did not see that back judge counting it down, and Saugatuck gets its first penalty. So that'll move the ball back to the 42-yard line. First penalty for Saugatuck. That earlier penalty was a misdiagnosed situation in the sense that the official gave the delay of game call. On first down and 15, it's a toss right to Weber. Down the right sideline, 30. And he's forced out of bounds by Brandon Buell, the 6'2", 185-pound senior. But not before Weber gets the ball past the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That is a gain of 16 yards and a first down. Indians need to get it to the 27. They got it to the 26 and a first down. Seventh first down for Saugatuck, 6:19 to go first quarter, 21-0 try. Two tight ends in the traditional T formation for Saugatuck. Handoff goes to Anschutz off of right guard, to the 20, to the 15, cuts back to the inside, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Saugatuck. Anschutz joins the fun with a 26-yard run. And all four of the Saugatuck running backs have scored touchdowns in the first quarter. This time, Anschutz, a 26-yard run. Three-play, 54-yard drive. And it took 59 seconds off the clock. Conversion by Tanner Nutting. He's 3-for-3. Missed a couple last week. Whistle blows. Kick is driven to the concession stand, but the side penalty offside against Martin. And Bill Dunn will just ask Mr. Nutting to boot it again. Second penalty for just 5 yards total now because of the two penalties coming inside the 5-yard line. So that earlier penalty against Martin was a delay of game call because the Martin player had booted the ball away from an official after the play was blown dead and the official deemed it as a delay. So that's why the play stood and the penalty markers and the penalty was rationed off. So it wasn't a penalty before the play was even off. And again, Tanner Nutting doesn't drill it that deep this time, but he gets a good distance into the scoreboard here on the west side of Martin High School Stadium. And one thing about coming here and I told this to a couple people already, including Coach Dunn. Those who have heard me know at times I do enjoy the English Premier League Association football and follow it very strongly. My favorite team, of course, is Arsenal. But one of the teams in the Barclays Premier League is Fulham, and they're called the Cottagers because their facility on the banks of the Thames has some cottages around. It's a quaint setting. And here at Martin, I equate that to Craven Cottage, the home of Fulton's soccer team, because it is set in a neighborhood behind the north stands. And there's some good soccer talk fans here tonight. But behind the north stands, you got residential, you got the houses and yards, and the swimming pool's still up. We've had weather that's good enough for swimming. There's the old barn that used to be decorated with Martin stuff. They painted it green now. It was decorated a couple of years ago. It was white a year ago, but it's now green. Maybe trying to discourage people from painting that barn here. But we are right basically on top of the action. There is no track here. The track is behind us, so the football field here is right, the stands are right next to it. Here's the kick from Tanner Nutting. It'll roll into the end zone, touchback. First and 10 for Martin. Their third possession will be at the 20. And they have had a negative 16 yards in total offense with 6:13 to go in the first quarter. And the scoreboard reads Saugatuck 28 and Martin nothing. Indians have scored in all four of their possessions. Alex Anschutz with the last touchdown, his third rushing touchdown of the season. This is by far the best sight lines of any field that we work in the Southwestern Athletic Conference here in Martin. You're basically right on top of the action. Back at quarterback for Martin is Clayton Brenner barking out signals. One man in the backfield behind him, two wide down to the right. He tosses out to John Moore, who's got the pass at the 20, cuts inside, slips one tackle, and has four Indians saying hello to him about the 24-yard line before he is finally basically stopped. Andrew Block, along with Anschutz there, 5-yard gain, second and 5. And that's the first positive gain in terms of substantial positive gain. And really the first successful executed play for Martin tonight. And they just got to work on that building block. Brenner again with the same formation, two wide outs left, two wide outs right. One man in the backfield, that is Veltheis. Brenner behind center barking out signals. Trying to spread the Saugatuck defense out. Brenner, options left, fumbles as he got it. Looks like Indians have got the ball. They sure do. Fumble recovery is on the bottom of the pile is Connor Rasmussen gets up a little gingerly after making the fumble recovery at the 19-yard line. So Rasmussen gets the fumble recovery, second takeaway by Saugatuck tonight. But it was a case of a planned option left by Brenner, and he got hit as soon as he started pulling to his left. 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck has the ball on the Martin 19-yard line. Austin Phillips wide out to the right. Alex Anschutz wide out to the left. Koshelski, the only man in the backfield in the slot right. It's a quick toss to Phillips. It's a behind-the-back pass, so this is a run by Phillips around right end. Slips one tackle down the right sideline to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Austin Phillips.
Austin Phillips on reception, Arlie.
Phillips will be credited with a 19-yard touchdown run as the pass was a backward pass, and the Indians have scored 5 touchdowns from 5 different players. And it took 10 seconds off the clock. And the Indians now lead it 34-0 with conversion coming. So it's just a quick toss, and again, that's been the bread and butter for Blake Dunn this year, those quick maybe one- or two-step drops, and this time it was a swing pass on the right side behind the line of scrimmage, behind the backward pass, as it's turned out to be. Here's the conversion by Nutting is good, and Saugatuck's lead is now 35-0. So Phillips with the touchdown. He has one receiving touchdown, and we'll double-check with the Saugatuck staff after the game. If they rule that that was a pass, and I don't think so from my vantage point, that would be a second touchdown reception of the season. But anyway, it's the second time that Austin Phillips, who was the homecoming king this past year, last week, against Crowd with a TD. Listen, blows for a minute, and some discussions are about ready to go onto the Saugatuck sidelines. The officials are walking over to where Bill Dunn is. Again, Saugatuck, their touchdowns, a 15-yard run by Alex Segovia, a 23-yard touchdown run by Jay Koenig, a 45-yard touchdown run by Joe Koshelski, a 26-yard touchdown run by Alex Anschutz, and a 19-yard touchdown run by Austin Phillips. So the brief conversation with Bill Dunn and the officials have now been completed. Now one of the line judges is going to go over to Coach Brent Neal. And I think they're saying to the press box, it's 35-0 already. Let's run this. Let's have a running clock. Now, this is unusual because normally running clock doesn't come until after halftime. That's the rule by the MHSAA. But with 5:01 to go, the clock will be running, 35-0. And Nutting's kickoff. Valdez at the 10. 15-20. Flips a couple of tackles. Penalty markers fly. He gets to the 29. That's a 29-yard return. Tackle by Anschutz. But it's going to be a push block against Martin. It'll be their third penalty, and that's going to wipe out a 29-yard return by Valdez. So it's been a tough evening already here at Martin. And the Indians are being discussed by the officiating crew. Clock is stopped. Ball at the 22. They'll mark it back. Illegal use of hands back to the 12. So Martin will have it after the third penalty for them. That's 10 yards on that. Three penalties on them. And it'll be first and 10. Running clock with 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. And Saugatuck leading at 35-0 already. On first down, handoff off of left end. Not that much there. Bottom of the pile is Andrew Block. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 from the 12. Now the officials say that the ball has been recovered by Saugatuck, and Block came up with the ball. I thought he just made the tackle. He stole the ball away from the running back. So Andrew Block with the fumble recovery. And Saugatuck will have it at the Martin 12. 3:51 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck already leading at 35-0, and we're already into a running clock by agreement from both coaches. And the officials, I think, asked both coaches and both agreed. Hand up the middle. Koshelski keeps on his feet, carries a man inside the 10. Andrew Kaiser, 5'10", 180-pound sophomore, found out just how strong the 6'4", 220-pound senior Koshelski is. Joe basically carried two Clippers to the 6. Gain of 6 on the play, second and four. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's been all Saugatuck tonight. Full house backfield. Indians might just play conservative the rest of the way through. Get out of this game. Dunn rolls right. Hitting the backfield, down he goes. John Warren, who's done a nice job so far for Martin, knocks down the freshman quarterback in the backfield. First loss for the Indians from scrimmage, and that gives back the 6 yards that Koshelski gave Rashford. Loss of 6. Back to the 12. Third down. This is the first third down challenge for Saugatuck tonight. Full house backfield. Two tight ends. Dunn barking on signals on the right hash. Rolls out to the left. Gets around one tackle. Penalty marker throws into the end zone. Touchdown to Shagway. The marker will be against Martin, and that's a 12-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Joe Shagway. And the Indians will extend their lead to 41-0 with conversion coming. Dunn was rolling to his left, and one of the Clippers basically tried to horse collar. The touchdown is good. Dunn, 12-yard pass to Shashagway. Saugatuck So with 2:13 to go in the first quarter, Saugatuck extends the lead to 41-0. Three takeaways have led to three touchdowns. High snap, but it's down by Dunn. And it was a deflected kick, and it's no good. So Dunn's, the high snap could not get the ball down in time for nothing, and the extra point is no good. And Saugatuck's lead is 41-0 with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. We will have Saugatuck High football next Friday night from Jarvis Memorial Field. It'll be the rivalry game, the battle for bragging rights on M89 as the Fenville Blackhawks come calling. We'll be on the air at 6:40 for Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. It's been all Saugatuck tonight. Alex Segovia, 15-yard run. Jake Kernick, a 23-yard touchdown run. Joe Koshelski, a 45-yard touchdown run. Alex Anschutz, a 26-yard touchdown run. Austin Phillips, at this point, a 19-yard touchdown run, a backward pass like Dunn, then Dunn, a 12-yard TD pass to Joe Shashagwe, sharing the wealth tonight for Saugatuck. And the Indians have capitalized on three takeaways, as the Clippers have only gotten the ball to their own 25-yard line. That's been their deepest penetration. Tanner Nutting has been the busiest man in the field. All of his kickoffs and extra points. At the goal line for Martin is Devin Veldhuis. He's deep. Kick. Veldhuis at his 5. Up the middle. 10, 15, 20, 25. Fears to the left. Still on his feet. Nutting's got a hold on him to slow him down and finally got some help to knock him down. Tanner Nutting did the job as the safety. But Veltice gets the ball 33 yards on the return, and that's something to build on for the Clippers. They'll have the ball at their own 38-yard line, first and 10 for Martin with 1:45 to go, clock running, and a running clock in the first quarter. That's right, first quarter. Wide out to left, John Moore. Wide out to the right, Fulton Kaiser. Behind center is quarterback Clayton Brenner. Brenner. Hand off to the first back off of right guard. Absolutely nothing. Veltice was the carrier. And I see Andrew Black in the middle of that one. Drop of 2 to the 36, second and 12. Brenner jogs to the sideline after every play to get the call. Clayton is a 6-foot, 160-pound junior, a second-year starter at quarterback. Fulton Kaiser to the right. John Moore to the left. Pro set behind quarterback Brenner, marking out signals behind center. Brenner to the right, under some pressure from Block. Throws on the right side, and it's intercepted by Koenig out of bounds. He stepped in front of Kaiser at the 47-yard line. But there's Andrew Block in them being right now unblockable for the Martin Clippers. He was right in the grill of quarterback Brenner. Third down and a dozen from the 36. But this first quarter will probably come to an end. 12 seconds left, and we'll see if Martin get a play out. Kaiser to the right, Moore to the left. Pro set behind quarterback Brenner. They will get the playoff. Last play of the first quarter. Brenner. Quick hitter up the middle, and a good run by Andrew Kaiser. Kaiser breaks two tackles, gets to the 40 of Saugatuck, and he carries the ball to about the 30-yard line. The first down for Martin ends a disastrous first quarter for the Clippers. Maybe something to build on. After 12 minutes of play, our score, Saugatuck 41, and Martin nothing. This is Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We begin the second quarter after the 36-yard earned run by Kaiser. Handoff goes to Andrew Kaiser after Brenner barely got the ball to him. And Kaiser, who got the trap block, we were talking about it, was able to just struggle back to the line of scrimmage at the Saugatuck 26-yard line. As the Indians sort of strung out the play again, the Martin Clippers just have nothing. No answers for the front wall of Saugatuck with Damian Waldo. And now in there, Damian, the 6-foot, 175-pound senior, and Andrew Block. right in the middle of all that. Second and 10. Whistle blows, and we're going to get our first timeout called by Brent Wesley Neal. By Martin with 11:14 to go in a running second quarter clock, and Saugatuck leading it by a score of 41-0. Other games along the lake shore tonight. Greg Chandler is over at Hamilton High School for the OK Green matchup between Holland Christian and the Hawkeyes. Holland High is at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium tonight, hosting Byron Center in another OK Green matchup. And the third OK Green matchup is over at Baldwin Middle School, just north of Hudsonville. That's in the Hudsonville School District, and that's also where the big stadium is for the Hudsonville Eagles. It's also shared by the Unity Christian Crusaders, and they're hosting Zeeland West in an OK Green battle tonight. At Zeeland Stadium, the East Chicks are home tonight against Reese Pupper and the OK Black. And in the OK Red, West Ottawa is up U.S. 31 tonight, taking on the Buccaneers in Grand Haven. First, second down and 10 for the Clippers after the timeout at the Saugatuck 26, their deepest penetration after their first down of the game to begin the second quarter. To the end of the first quarter. Brenner, backward pass, a little bit high. It's a fumble. Ball is loose, and it's picked up by Saugatuck. Fourth takeaway. It was a backward pass off of the hands of Veltice. And it's 52, Nick Putzke with the recovery. Putzke with the fumble recovery back at the 42 of Saugatuck. So after the Clippers had gotten a first down and got the ball into Saugatuck territory, 11:07 to go in the first quarter, first half. Clock is not running. They'll start it as soon as the play begins. We're already into a running clock, and the referee says, get it moving. T formation. Now the clock is running. And Blake Dunn carries left side. 45, 50. 45, 40, up the middle, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's got open field. He'll get into the end zone, touchdown. Blake Dunn, a 58-yard touchdown run after the Putzke fumble recovery, and Saugatuck extends its lead to 47-0. And it took just 18 seconds off the clock. So Saugatuck is basically done at will tonight. They've had only one loss from scrimmage. They've had one extra point blocked, deflected and missed. And they allowed a good 38-yard run by Andrew Kaiser. Other than that, it's been a perfect game. Kick is up. Kick is good. So Saugatuck now extends its lead to 48-0 here at Martin High School. Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships, one of which was won last year by Holland High's Connor Boss. Application materials are available exclusively online through MHSAA.com, but you only got about 6 weeks left to apply. The deadline is November 22nd. This has been a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. We're getting close to the point where we are into the super running clock where, and we saw this last week against Bloomingdale, where the lead was so prohibitive that the clock just kept on running. The only time it would have been stopped for injuries, or a team had called a timeout. It would have been running even during after scoring play. As it is, the running clock, which is normally only after halftime, is being employed now, with the Indians already leading at 48-0. Here comes the kickoff from Tanner Nutting. He drives Andrew Kaiser to the goal line. 10. 15, 20, tries to split through two tacklers, and Kaiser gets it to about the 23-yard line before he is finally stopped. So that's where the Martin Clippers will set up shop, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. And as much as Saugatuck has had an advantage in talent and size and strength, the Clippers can also really be their own worst enemy. They've coughed up a fumble on a kickoff return and they've had three fumbles recovered by Saugatuck on scrimmage plays. I formation behind quarterback Brenner on first down. Hand off of right guard, a quick hitter. That trap blocking on the right side seems to be effective for Andrew Kaiser as he gets it past the 30-yard line to maybe the 31. That's a gain of 8. And again, we talked about that trap blocking that has been effective against Saugatuck. And, of course, Saugatuck uses effectively on their own offense as well. But that trap blocking seems to be an effective weapon for Martin. You know, sort of get the brush back blocking and to create a quick hole. Speed to the hole, important on those plays. Second down, and we'll call it 2 from the 31. Ball on the right hash for the maroon-colored Clippers, moving right to left or east to west. On second down, busted play. No, it isn't. It's the handoff off of the right side. Goes to Beltice. He got hit. A little slow in getting up. He may be... He's going to try to stay in there, but he felt the effects of that tackle. But it's a first down, the second first down for Martin in the game. It's a 4-yard gain and a first down. And right now, Devin Beltice, the official, the referee, asked Beltice to come over, and he took a look at him to make sure he's going to be okay. Jogging to go over the center, ball at center is Garrett Dill. Robert Mays, the senior, is at his to his right at right guard. Brandon Buell, the left guard for Martin, on first and 10. In motion is Kaiser, and he'll get the pinch lowing left. Kaiser has some opening at the 35 to the 40, up the middle to the 45 to midfield. And Kaiser with a good strong run for the Clippers brings it to midfield before he's knocked down. And it's a 15-yard gain and back-to-back first downs for Martin. And this is looking to be a promising drive. They've got to build something. They've got to get some foundation. Clock puts a running at 7:57 to go first half. Saugatuck leading at 48-0. They've scored on all 7 of their offensive possessions. And have run just 3 plays at most from scrimmage before scoring their touchdowns. On first down, the handoff goes off of right guard to Kaiser. It's an opening past the 45-yard line, and he's finally knocked down by Dunn at the 43. They'll mark it back at the 44, so we'll make it a 6-yard gain, second down and 6, second down and 4. Right now, the Martin Clippers are trying to take advantage of the left side of the Saugatuck line. Waldo is there, so he'll try to maybe step it up a little bit. 3 down linemen on this formation for Saugatuck. On second down, handoff goes to Beltice. He tried to go left side and tried to hurdle the line, but A.J. Starring would have nothing to do with it and knocked him down for a yard loss. So it's 3rd down and 5 to go from the 45. Clippers are 1-for-3 on 3rd down challenges. Young coach Brent Neal in his second year starts out about 5 yards from the near sidelines to give the play to his junior quarterback Clayton Brenner and jogs to his right. All maroon jerseys for the Clippers. Indians in their all-white road jerseys tonight. Very pleasant night. We were expecting maybe some storms. Still clouds possibly get them, but looks as if we're going to be waiting until after the game to get the rain down. On 3rd and 5, in motion right is Beltice. Hand off a quick hitter up the middle. Likely a converted first down. Kyle Ripple, the 5'8", 170-pound junior, gets the ball past the 40-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain and a first down for Martin at the Saugatuck 40-yard line. The Clippers have gotten to the Saugatuck 26, but then coughed it up on a fumble. First and 10, just inside the 40 for Martin. Down 48-0 with 5:40 to go on a running clock in the first half. Barking out signals is quarterback Brenner. In motion right is Beltice. Stops. Quick handoff on the left side to Kyle Ribble. Still on his feet. Finally knocked down by Koenig along with Shishagwe. But not before he gets it inside the 40 to maybe the 37. It's a gain of 3. It's 2nd down and 7 from there. Indians at 4-1, best record in the SAC North. They, Goebbels and Fenville, at 1-0 in the conference. Bangor split their first two conference games. They played an earlier game against Bloomingdale, 0-2. Martin, 0-1 in the SAC North. Second and 7 for Martin, middle of the field at the 37 of Saugatuck. Another quick handoff, this time by Kyle Ribble, as he tried to go off of left end. But there's A.J. Starring along with Nick Putzke. They team up for the team tackle. We will say a gain of 1 to the 36, and it's now third down and 6 to go. A long, you know, we'll say about a short 7, because the Clippers need to get the ball just inside the Saugatuck 30. 4:23 to go first half. Saugatuck leading at 48-0. 3 men in the backfield, 2 tight ends. Brenner, unbalanced line right. Hand off. Second back through, that's Andrew Kaiser, stays on his feet through 2 tackles as Kuchelski and Block couldn't make the stop. Finally knocked down by Damian Waldo, but it's only to the 33-yard line. It's a gain of 3, and Martin will go for it on fourth down and a short 4 from the 33-yard line. Martin now is 2-for-5 on third downs. So it's fourth down. We'll call 3 from the 33. They have to get the ball, Martin does, inside the 30. 3:33 to go, first half. Whistle blows, and Coach Brett Neal will call the second of his 3 timeouts with 3:30 to go in the first half and down 48-0. The Saugatuck Indians and the rest of the Southwestern Athletic Conference mourn the death of Al Lachelle of Lachelle Photography of Fenville, who succumbed nearly 3 weeks ago while taking images of a cross-country meet at his hometown of Fenville at Fenville High School. Al gave a lot to the entire conference. He operated the league's official website. His photos, especially of the late Wes Leonard in his final game against Bridgman, went around the world. And we still mourn the loss of Al Lachelle of Lachelle's Photography. So let's get a game reset right now with 3:30 to go in the first half. Saugatuck leading at 40-0 here at Martin. And they've spread the wealth offensively. Segovia, Koenig, Kuchelski, Anschutz, Phillips, and Dunn have rushed for touchdowns. Dunn has tossed a TD pass to Joshua Shagway. Indians have had 7 offensive possessions and have scored 7 touchdowns. They have had 3 of those possessions courtesy of turnovers. Pardon me, 4 of those possessions courtesy of turnovers. On fourth down, delayed handoff up the middle to Andrew Kaiser. He'll get a first down. Delayed handoff, and the Indians couldn't get them at the line of scrimmage. Koenig finally does, but not until that Kaiser, who's been the most effective player offensively for Martin, gets the ball to the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 7 and a first down. 4th first down on this drive, the 5th of the night for Martin. They're trying to get on the board. Saugatuck's trying to get a second clean sheet. They got a shutout last week against Bloomingdale. They'd love to be able to hang a second, but right now Martin is asking some questions of that defense. 1st and 10 for the Saugatuck 26, 2:50 to go, first half. Brenner looks left, throws left. He's got Bell behind him, but there's 5 touchdowns. Bell tight down behind Jordan Mitchell to score the touchdown. So Clayton Brenner allowed Bell around Mitchell, a 26-yard touchdown pass, and just laid perfectly at about the 10, and Beltice beat Mitchell to the flag. So extra, it'll be a 2-point attempt now for Martin. Off the unbalanced line right. And penalty marker flies as Brenner tried to run it up the middle. Block was not going to have anything to do with that. Stopped it at about the 1. Legal motion against the Clippers. That play wouldn't have counted anyway, so the 2-point no good. So now it's 48-6, and the Clippers are on the board. That was a 11-play, 77-yard drive, and unofficially, it took 7 minutes and 46 seconds off the clock as Clayton Brenner hits Devin Veldhuis on a 26-yard punt touchdown pass on the left side. So Clippers are on the board. It's 48-6. Hope college football tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:40, the Flying Dutchman hosts Adrian. Homecoming at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. We'll have it on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com at 1:40 p.m. Tigers in action tonight. They begin the American League Divisional Series in Oakland. That game will be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC at 9:10, following that high school broadcast on that station between Howard Christian and Hamilton. Then game two of the series in Oakland on Saturday evening, 8:40 broadcast time on 1450 WHTC. And then on Holland's hometown station, an NFL doubleheader on Sunday, 12 noon. The Lions are in Green Bay. And at 7:30, it's the Sunday night offering from San Francisco. The 49ers welcome the Houston Texans. And a lot of people asking questions about the Texans right now and whether or not Matt Schaub is a winning quarterback. We'll hear both those games again on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, on Thursday. Second kickoff of the game. We'll see who does take it. It's Ribble. Line drive kick through the hands of Segovia. He'll pick it up at the 10. Segovia rolls left. 15, 20. Segovia left sideline, 30. Still on his feet. Still inbounds. The midfield cuts back to the right. Segovia is going to be going all the way for a touchdown. Alex Segovia, kickoff return of 90 yards. Unofficially. And that was what the Clippers were afraid of. They got a touchdown, had some momentum. Segovia just brought it back 90 yards for a score.
Way to run hard, too. Way to run hard.
So with 2:27 to go in the first half, Saugatuck extends its lead to 54-6 and convert an extra point attempt coming up. So Alex Segovia gets a return touchdown. I believe that's the second kickoff return for a score this season. Here's the conversion attempt by Nutting, and it is good. Now Saugatuck's lead's extended to 55-6. And we're just doing a quick check here on scoring. Segovia, with a rushing touchdown and a kick return touchdown, is now has 8 touchdowns on the season. And second time this year that he has returned a kickoff 90 yards for a score. So the Indians have responded after giving up a score by getting a kickoff return into the end zone for a touchdown. 55-6, Saugatuck at the half in the second quarter. And just want to remind you that the half will have an update from Brent Allen as he's broadcasting live from the Holland Fire Safety Day festivities, the parade, and subsequent festival over at the Holland Civic Center. We'll also take a look at the scoring in this first half, and we'll also have the MHSAA perspective. And JJ's topic tonight will be trophy games. That's at the half. So Tanner Nutting, once again, will have to kick it off again. Devin Veltheis is standing inside his 5. Nutting. Veltheis collides with Scott Schepanek at the 10. Up the middle, 20, 25, 30, still on his feet. And finally gets it down to about the 34-yard line. 24-yard return by Mr. Veltheis. It'll be first and 10 for the Clippers with 2:05 to go in the first half on a running clock. And it's at the Martin 34-yard line after Martin scored on its last possession for its only points of the game. Clayton Brenner, whose 26-yard touchdown pass to Devin Veltheis, the only score for the Clippers, gives the play to his teammates. Now they go to the line of scrimmage. That formation, it's a pro set with one deep back. Unbalanced line right. Brenner. Delayed handoff. Not much there. trying to get some misdirection on it. And this time it was John Moore, and normally he'll end with the carry. Gets nothing on it. Or shall we say a loss of a yard back to the 33, second down and 11. On that play, the Clippers didn't give it to the first back or the second back. It was the third back who got it. And the Indians are waiting for that. Minute to go, first half. Saugatuck leading at 55-6. Barking out signals is Brenner. Clayton. Again, delayed handoff. This one goes to Kizer. Kizer, running left side of the Saugatuck line, while stronger now than the last offensive series. Moves the ball to about the 35. Gain of two on the play. Third down. Clippers are 2 of 5 on third downs. They find themselves third down and 9. 23 seconds to go first half. This should be the last play of the half, as we've been in a running clock since late in the first quarter. Again, off balance, unbalanced line right. Brenner barking out signals. We'll keep it on a rollout to the right. Has some open room to the 40. Blake Dunn moves low to tackle him at the 45-yard line, and that'll be the last play of the first half on the converted first down. So a 10-yard gain, and the Saugatuck Indians will jog off the field, enjoying a 55-6 lead here in Martin. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.